All right, welcome back to another episode of the Musically Minded Mama podcast. This is episode 69. It is the start of February, and I am dubbing this February Fearless February. So every episode this month will be dealing with fearlessness and some of the ways that I have overcome or dealt with my fears, and I want to encourage you to do that as well. I'm not wasting any time. I'm not even going to play my intro music. I'm just going to jump straight into it. But before I do that, remember, if you want a time of coaching with me, I have only 3 spots left for this month of February. Please reach out to me via Instagram, Musically Minded Mama, or email me, Musically Minded Mama. Joanne at musicallymindedmama.com to let me know that you want some time with me so we can go over some things to help you and your family be more connected through music. All right, here we go. I have a quote by Taylor Swift. A few months ago, I believe, in Central Florida, she was having a concert and those tickets were sold out. And I can understand why, because first of all, she's an amazing musician. But second of all, the lyrics of her songs, top notch. But here is a quote from her. To me, fearless is not the absence of fear. It's not being completely unafraid. To me, fearless is having fears. Fearless is having doubts, lots of them. To me, fearless is living in spite of those things that scare you to death. And again, that's by Taylor Swift. And I start with this quote simply because she has embodied everything that I think is so important when you're living. So as a child, let's go back, you know, couple decades, not to show my age, but I was afraid of everything, literally everything. Ask my parents, if I got a splinter in my finger, and I mean, these are normal things, but when it was happening to me, it was like I was dying. Splinter my finger, they have to take it out. I am bawling down the place, screaming, crying, moving like you'd think somebody died. Okay, that's one example. That's kind of harsh, right? Everybody, splinters hurt. But let's say I'm walking down the hallway, and I was a very clumsy kid, so I'm always running into something. I'm always licking my arm on something. So I'm walking down the hallway, my elbow hits the wall. Oh, it's like I died. I need 10 Band-Aids to heal me. And Band-Aids were my thing. Like, we were always running out of Band-Aids because of me. I needed them. So literally, I'm not exaggerating. Everything was scary to me. And another quick story, when I first started going to daycare, my mother dropped me off. I stayed at the door and I stayed there for 7 hours until she got back. Why? Because I was observing, first of all, but I also think I was scared, very afraid of what I had to go do. So with that being said, I really, honestly, I was afraid of everything. You name it, I was scared of it. So when I grew up, I really had to prove myself here. I'm like, okay, my whole life I've been such a scaredy cat. All right, time to prove my braveness. So when I got married and we got pregnant with our first child, Abigail, I was like, okay, I'm going to have this baby naturally. Now, I don't know what I was thinking. Well, I mean, I guess I do know what I was thinking. My sister, previously, she had her oldest naturally. Then her second was born 8 months before my daughter, Abigail. So I was like, yeah, she can do it. I can do it. But we were told opposites. Like, she's very outgoing. She's not afraid of anything. She would literally do everything. Not like me. So I was like, man, I got to prove it. I got to prove to myself and prove to, you know, everybody that I can do this. So I did it. I had both of my kids naturally, Abby. And then 4 years later, I had my son, Josiah, naturally. When I say naturally, I mean, first of all, we're not in a hospital. We're in a birthing center, which is just the building. And they have it, you know, set up like you have the little pool if you want to have it in, the baby in. They have the beds. Natural, okay? No IVs, no pain meds, no nothing. They have their techniques. Of course, they teach us how to manage the pain. But I did it. And 15 hours, I think it was 15 hours, with my daughter. Whew, that was tough, man. I thought I was going to die. But I did it. And then with my son, it was obviously the second for me was much easier. Like, I was in there and I was out. And by the way, they send you home the same day. You don't wait 3 days like in the hospital or whatever it is. As soon as you have the baby, they check your vitals, like you're good to go. So I proved to myself that I can do hard things. Yes, this is scary. Yes, this is literally life or death having kids naturally, but I did it. And how did I feel when I was doing it? Well, first of all, I was sick to my stomach. I felt like I couldn't handle it. Every month when I'm going for my checkups, and then every 2 weeks and every week, I'm like, okay, do I really want to do this? Do I really want to do this natural? Because, you know, I don't even know what to expect. You hear all the stories, but nothing is like your experience having a child. So I felt like I couldn't handle it, but I did it anyway. And I felt accomplished on the other side of it all. I felt like I could do anything. And if anyone ever tries to come to me and say, oh, you can't, I'm like, look, I have battle scars to prove it. You know, those stretch marks that we get? I got those to prove, yes, I can do hard things. Yes, I, even though I have fears and have doubts and lots of them, in spite of that, I am still fearless and I can still do what it is I put my mind to do. So what are you saying? Is what you must be wondering, because I'm rambling for 6 minutes. I am saying, be fearless. Remember, it's Fearless February. I want you to be fearless. Do all those things you've wanted to do. You can do them this year. Why not? Because you don't have time? No, we're going to deal with that as well, being fearless with our time. But do those things. First, start by writing them down. What is it you want to do? So here's my list. I'll give you a sneak into my life. I've always wanted to write a children's book. Always, well, not always, but very recently, during the pandemic when I started teaching online, teaching piano online, I said, okay, I want to create a beginner piano book for girls. And, you know, I have all these ideas of things, the songs I want to put in there, but not only that, some other things to help girls become more confident. And then I also want to create a journal. You know, like a journal with different prompts or just blank paper. I haven't decided yet, but those are three things that I want to do. And in this Fearless February, I'm setting them, I'm writing them, and I'm saying, okay, I'm going to do those this year. Might not happen this month, but I can take little steps each month, each week, each day, essentially, to accomplish those things and to be fearless. Now, those three things I just listed, or the things you've listed, let me just start with my things. None of those things are as scary as giving birth naturally, okay? I did a scary thing, and this is just me talking to my brain right now, because our brain believes whatever we tell it, truth or untruth. I'm saying none of those things are as scary as giving birth naturally. So if I did that, I can do these things, and I'm encouraging you as well to do those things. So write down those top three or maybe top five things that you want to accomplish this year. Set some action steps behind it. Tie it to some rewards. And be fearless this February and get those things done. I'm done talking. Remember, I have 3 coaching spots left for the month of February. Let me help you deal with your kids in a way that they love, that you know they will love, because it's music. Can you do me a couple favors? Favor number 1, go to iTunes or Spotify, wherever you get your music from, and listen to a couple seconds of a song called Mama Cry, M-A-M-A Cry. It's written by my husband, Paul. Number 2, go connect with me on Instagram at Musically Minded Mama or in our Facebook group, Musically Minded Mama. Favor number 3, if this episode inspired you, encouraged you, taught you something, I would love for you to share with this with someone who you know could benefit. Take a screenshot, share it in your stories, and tag me. This is the number 1 way you can thank me, and I'm so grateful for you, and I would love to connect.
Did you like my mommy's podcast? Please remember to subscribe and leave a review. My lovely mamas!
Go forth, Mama. Be confident, be courageous, and be you.